Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. It's about Christianity in China. There are tens of millions of Christians in China, but officially, there are no Chinese children who are Christian. The explanation is simple and telling. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, does not allow baptisms until the age of 18, and even then only to Christians who belong to state-sanctioned churches. This law is one of many restricting freedom of religion in the country. Other faiths have similar problems. Christianity in China has a history going back to the 8th century Tang Dynasty. Its popularity has risen and fallen ever since, but it may now be the fastest growing religion in the country. Recent figures from the CCP suggest there are 28 million people in the state-sanctioned Three Self-Patriotic Church Organization. Members are divided between 60,000 churches, all of which belong to the party. However, the figures don't include people's children. They officially have not been baptized. If you include them, plus China's Catholics and the underground house church movement, it's possible there are approaching 100 million practicing Chinese Christians. Officially, China's constitution does protect freedom of religion. However, that extends only to, quote, normal religious activity, unquote. And normal is defined as activities that take place within state-sanctioned organizations and places of worship. So the Chinese Catholic movement swears loyalty only to the Chinese authorities and not to the Vatican. The Three Self movement operates under similar restrictions, and because of this, it's tolerated. But the Chinese Communist Party will not countenance any other power structure in case it threatens its position. Because of a relative easing of repression in the past decade, the government does now allow these small house churches as long as no more than 14 people are members. Once there are 15 members or more, the house church must register as a three-self church. Either way, Christians must reject outside influences, and any foreigner attending a house church meeting risks endangering not just themselves, but the rest of the congregation. Whether or not you are sanctioned by the state, practicing Christianity openly leads to restrictions. There are theological problems, for example, not being allowed to preach about the resurrection. And there are social restrictions. Christians cannot be teachers, police officers, or government officials. The latter is a particular burden, as it means Christians cannot enter public life and thus safeguard their communities from the rampant local authority corruption which blights Chinese daily life. As Foreign Matters, see you next time.